Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. I tell you what, I'm so excited about our next segment because it is time to dive in and discuss the Rio Olympics. And there are certainly so many takeaways. And I think in my mind, it's kind of exceeded expectations. And right now, we're going to head to Rio with CNN feature writer and contributor, best-selling author as well, Motez Bashara. And there have been so many big moments. It's good to have you with us, Motez, on this Friday.
Thanks, Elissa. Great to be with you, too, on the show, and hello from Rio.
Absolutely. So we're anxious to get your thoughts on the Olympic atmosphere in Rio. Obviously, there was a ton of hype leading into the Games that we should be extremely concerned, you know, as I was talking about the security, the safety of the Games. Motez, has Brazil met the expectations?
Yeah, well, in a way, yes, because it has been slightly disorganized. In terms of, you know, people waiting to get their tickets, I mean, I had some tickets personally. I had to wait for 3 hours to collect them early on, which was a little bit annoying. But I got to meet some of the other people from all over the world, from Canada, from the U.S., and from Great Britain and other places who were also waiting. So that was kind of nice. In terms of the transportation, getting to the Olympic Park, if you're staying anywhere central, it is a major hassle, I'll admit it. You know, you've got to take a subway and then you switch to a bus and you got to budget a couple of hours, let's say. Now, having said that, once you're in the park and once you're in your seat and you're at the games, you know, sports takes over and it's just awesome. I've seen three basketball games up close and they were all decided, you know, two were decided by 1 point in the last few seconds. And one was Brazil down to Lithuania by 30 in the first half and came back to down 4 with just a minute to go. So it was so, so loud in that that basketball arena, mainly because these are all temporary structures that they put up for the games, and they're made of this bouncy aluminum material, which the sound, the noise just bounces right off it, and everyone is whistling. I mean, Brazilian fans are really... You know, they're really into their sports and they're super, you know, it's like that party samba atmosphere. And everyone is super into it when Brazil plays. And, you know, it is absolutely deafening. It's the loudest I've ever been to for any basketball game.
CNN feature writer Motez Bashara is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio. We are so glad you made it a point to join us on this Friday night. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, right here at the Big E Sports Show, and we'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And so, Motez, being in Rio, I mean, what has been? You've had a nice sampling of so many different events. What's been your biggest highlight so far?
Well, I got to see Michael Phelps win 2 golds.
Nice.
Yeah, not only is that the highlights for this Games, but, you know, I've been to 3 Olympics, and that's the highlight for all of them, really. It was magical. And watching swimming is the first time I ever got to see a swimming event in the Olympics. And it's got a real good vibe. I mean, they play a lot of kind of hip-hop music in between, and they... You know, they introduce every single swimmer from all the countries individually. So it's kind of like a mixture of like the boxing introduction. You know, they come out in their robes and they kind of wave to the crowd. And there's a huge hush. And when they blow that whistle, everybody's just screaming, you know. And to see Michael Phelps at this stage of his career beat Laclosse for that butterfly, 200-meter butterfly, was just, you know, I had goosebumps because he wasn't even expected to win that. That was his 20th gold. And then about an hour later, he came back up to race with the rest of the U.S. team for the relay, and they won another gold. And to watch, you know, watch them stand on the podium and collect their medals and hear the national anthem was... It was really chilling, you know, it was a beautiful moment.
You know, and I opened up our conversation asking about the atmosphere, what it's like in Rio, but what was the atmosphere like, as you're talking about, when Michael Phelps makes history with just these gold medal performances?
There were definitely a lot of Americans in the crowd who had made the journey, the trip just to see him, really, and you know, maybe a couple of other events, but he's obviously the highlight. People came to see history. The guy next to me, he said he got a free pass from his wife and kid to come. He's living in San Francisco.
Oh.
You know, I have some friends who came from Texas and Seattle. And they, you know, they know this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. He's got 25 medals. Nobody's ever going to touch that, certainly not in our lifetime, I don't think. And people were really They were hyped up about it, and not just Americans. You know, I will say that people from all over the world stood up and cheered for Michael Phelps. He's a great example of what it's like to be a super competitor and a good sport at the same time.
Is Michael Phelps, Motez, the best Olympian of all time? I mean, you talk about these dramatic performances. I mean, we talk about Carl Lewis, Mark Spitz, I mean, 9 medals each. But he is, in my mind, I mean, he's the greatest Olympian ever.
I think he's got to be. I don't think anyone can touch that. If I'm not mistaken, I think this is his fifth Games and fourth one where he's really dominated. And to be able to come back, I mean, you know the lifestyles that these guys have. They're in the pool at 5:30 in the morning. They really have very little lives outside of training. If you want to be the best at that level, it is so difficult. Not only do you have to have the body and the genes for it, but you have to, you know, you have to have the discipline and the diet and the persistence and to just carry on. And to do it once is amazing, but to do it for five Olympics and to win medals in four of those Games, it's just mind-boggling. And I think he feels that he's so giddy now, not just because he's won, but I think because he gets to live a normal life now for a change.
How has Michael Phelps, how has he changed? I mean, any sense, any pulse from some of the other media there on how he has matured and grown? I mean, he's 31 years of age, but sure. We think back over his career. I mean, he had a DUI. He had a lot of issues.
I think he had two of them, as a matter of fact. But he, look, in the stands after he won, he came and climbed up the stands, and his little baby was a few months old, and his wife were there in the stands. And I think that has changed his life completely.
Wonderful.
There was a big feature on him, if I'm not mistaken, in Sports Illustrated, and he mentioned that he had doubts coming back for this Olympics. He wasn't really, I think he didn't decide whether he was going to do it until maybe a couple of years ago. And I think she was his girlfriend at the time. And she said, are you kidding yourself? You better get back there and do it. If you've got a chance to make history again, you better go back and do it. You know, you don't ever want to, you know, doubt yourself. Think about what if. And he was like, you know what, you're right. And he came back and guns blazing, and he got his coach on board. And I think his coach also doubted it and said, look, you either have to be committed 100% or I'm not coming back. And they did it. It's unbelievable. It sets a really remarkable example for athletes everywhere.
Do you think this is it for Michael Phelps? This is his final Olympics?
I think it's got to be. I think based on how he was acting on the podium, and he was so loosey-goosey up there and just giddy and, like, you know, joking with Lochte and some of the other guys on the team, I feel like he's letting it go now. I think he's got one more competition, and then he's done. You know, and I think he'll be done for good. He can live off the glory of all his medals, and he'll be a superstar in terms of being a pundit on the sport and a great ambassador for the game.
It's so good to have back in the saddle Motez Bashara, a feature writer with CNN, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. You're tuning into the Big E Sports Show, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Of course, this exclusive interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. Reach out and connect with our audience, Motez. Where can they check out your work from CNN and online?
Sure, CNN.com, of course, or you can go to my Twitter, at TheFrugalFan. And I try and put up most of my stories up there and, you know, some other interesting tidbits from the games, little videos here and there, some highlights. So, yeah, it's all good fun. Check me out there.
Okay, there's a number of events in sports that you have been covering. We're going to get into that. But what about the U.S. With the women's gymnastics? They have completely dominated, and they have delivered on the sky-high expectations. Can you give us a hit on women's gymnastics and kind of your takeaways, Motez?
Sure. I wish I'd been able to see it live. That is one of the hottest tickets. Even if you're a journalist,
I bet,
you know, you need a separate ticket to get in there. And so it's a hard one to get into. But, you know, they've got such a strong team. I mean, obviously you've got the gold medalist Gabby Douglas from London, and then you've got Simone Biles, who's, you know, I think she's only 16 years old, and people are calling her the greatest gymnast ever, which is, wow, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, how do you live up to that hype? But she's already got a gold, and, you know, if I'm not mistaken, they're going for their team event this evening, or maybe it's the individual, I'm not sure. Uh-huh. There's so much going on here. But they do set the standard, and I think this is probably the strongest women's gymnastics team for the U.S., certainly in history.
The Rio Olympics coverage continues with feature writer from CNN, Motez Bashar, right here at SB Nation Radio. Check us out online at sbnationradio.com, and we will be right back.